World February 7th Challenge, What's Inside? Ooh. Now, the crazy thing is that I had done an audio mo on this back in June. And I was going to reissue it, but I figured, I'll start fresh. As far as the one thing I wouldn't want to leave home without, besides my credit card, probably a little memo recorder for grabbing fast phone numbers, recording appointments, that thing. I do not carry a smartphone. As I say, I do not own one. And of course, I don't carry my computer stuff around all the time. So I do keep a little memo recorder. And sometimes I drop the LS14 in my bag if I sense something good that I'm going to record. Anyway, what is in my handbag? Okay, let's start with on my handbag, because I have a lot of things hanging on it. One is a hand sanitizer. A little bottle of hand sanitizer. I also have my cane holster. And like smartphones and that kind of thing, I would say the cane is probably disqualified in my case because I just got to have it. That's automatic. And keys, that's right. My keys are hanging on my bag. If the bag is facing with its front to me, keys are on the right-hand side of my bag on a retractable key ring, which also holds my little memo recorder. And, like I say, I'm a kid. I never grew up. I have a little Captain Kirk communicator that needs new batteries, actually, at this point. Unless it's just too cold. But, yeah, I think it probably needs new batteries. But it actually does beep and say things. Sorry, I can't demonstrate it. But I have to unscrew its little back and put in those funny-looking batteries that I can't remember the names of, that I bought a bunch of from Amazon because I knew I'd need them. Now, in the front of my handbag, there are three compartments. The top one houses one of those breath strip things, and occasionally a cough drop or two. The bottom one houses a tape measure. Reason being that if I go shopping, sometimes I come across something I really want to measure, like my waistline. You know, maybe if I'm looking for a piece of furniture, I want to get a measurement of that. If I'm looking at a skirt and I want to make sure it's the right size, I measure the waist and then double it and add its measure to make sure it will fit me. The third compartment in the front contains, at the moment, some junk. Oh no, that's not junk. That is a something. What is that? Oh, that's my husband's insurance ID. I always carry his ID because he doesn't really take his wallet anymore. And my e-cigarette. Now for the innards of my handbag. This is frightening, folks, because it always needs cleaning out. I have a terrible habit of, if I get a receipt, I dump it in my bag, and I don't bother cleaning the thing out for ages. However, let's see what we have. A mini flashlight. I always keep a flashlight. Why would a blind person keep a flashlight? Why not? I don't know. If we have sighted guides and they need a speck of light, I have a little mini keychain light with three LEDs. It's pretty damn bright. Gorgeous little thing. I also keep a light in my coat pocket. I have, at the moment, two coin wrap things of nickels that I was going to take to the bank and turn into something real. I have a pillbox, a prescription type pillbox. As a smoker, I want something to keep my butts and ashes in so I don't pollute the place. So I keep them in that little box. I have a pen. I have perfume, a bottle of Norel. I have a small Lucite pillbox that I keep a couple of Advil and a decongestant in. So that I have help on the road if I need it. That's insurance stuff. Yeah. That's stuff I gotta take into whoever I choose for my primary care physician. I have a small brass bell with, it's a keychain, and it has several cards on it. Little brass bell. It has several cards on it. It has like my Stop and Shop card and my Staples card and my outdated library card and something else. Oh, CVS. Shows how much I use CVS. I have my wallet, which has my credit cards and my ID, and it has attached to it a money reader. Very nice little gadget for identifying bills. Unfortunately, this wallet is empty, so I can't demonstrate the bill reader. But basically, you slide the bill into it and you press a button and it tells you the denomination of the bill. Pen. I have two pens. I have one that's in my wallet that I call my silver bullet. It's a little Fisher space type pen that is a very tiny little thing, and when you pull it apart you can take the bottom part and put it on the top as the handle. I love my little Fisher space pen. Inside I have a couple more compartments, one of which at the moment is empty. The other one, no, it's not empty, I'm sorry. It's got a ton of Band-Aids. Unfortunately, art tends to bruise easily, and I can never keep enough Band-Aids in my bag. And one time when we were at Madison Medical, the physician assistant there opened up the cabinet and threw handfuls of Band-Aids in my bag. So I do have handfuls and handfuls of Band-Aids. So I can take care of most of the scrapes that can occur. I also have a small holder that I got from the accessibility exhibit back in 2007, I want to say. And it looks like one of the old AT&T cell phones. And it holds Band-Aids. I have a little bit of green tea oil, which is another type of perfume I use. I use that more in the spring because it's subtle and sweet, nice. Gentle kind of perfume. I have a sewing kit, also from AT&T. It's sort of a little oval-shaped box with pre-threaded needles. How nice. And it, you know, good for quick stitching on of a button or something like that. And what else do I have in here? It's buried. Okay. I have my mini office. It is a small box. It's again from the AT&T cable. This is really cool. When you pop the box open, you have a scissor lying on top, a stapler, a small box of stapler refills, a scotch tape dispenser, and an extra roll of scotch tape. Absolutely invaluable thing sometimes to have with me. And that, my friends, is the contents of my handbag. Oh yes, tissues. My handbag is worthless and useless if I don't have tissues in it. That's it. That is the contents of Lee Storm's handbag. Yay! Like I say, the one thing I probably don't want to leave without is besides my credit card, the memo recorder. my ID. Anyway, sorry it's not more exciting. I don't have any monsters crawling out of there or secret magic potions, but oh well. That's the story, folks. So take it easy, and we'll catch ya on the 8th challenge. Bye.